You're listening to Consider This, episode 159, for October 31st, 2016.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever, wherever, and whoever you are. This is Conservative Commentary and your feedback. This is Consider This, and I'm Doug Payton, hosting this here shindig. If you want to contribute to the show, consider yourself invited. The website has a bunch of ways to get in touch via phone, email, and social media. Come on down to considerthis.ctpodcasting.com. More ways to send your feedback will be at the end of the episode. That's CT as in corrugated tin. Speaking of feedback, this entire episode will be highlighting one bit of feedback from a listener. So, let's get right to it. Listener Ruthie Rink is a friend of mine, both on Facebook and as a fellow podcast host on the Golden Spiral Media Network. We substitute co-hosted a couple of episodes of the podcast Central City Underground for the TV show The Flash. She was also part of GSM's podcast marathon for raising money for the Multiple Sclerosis Foundation, for which I am grateful. She's been promising to write down her thoughts about this election, and she made good on it recently. I don't have time to go into all of it in detail, but I do want to hit the main points and make my own observations. I'll be putting the full text of the message in the show notes, so definitely take a look there. She begins with something a friend of hers wrote about options for conservatives voting this year. And while she doesn't agree with all of them, and neither do I, the idea here is that there are other options to voting for Trump that can make a difference or can get your voice heard. Her friend left the Republican Party, but still considers himself a conservative. He suggests that Trump has been hostile to any objective idea of liberty. I wouldn't go that far, but there are positions he's taken that are certainly not in the small government style. So, what to do in this situation if you think a Trump presidency would be a disaster for conservatism? Well, number one, write in Evan McMullen. Evan who, you may be asking? Well, he's on the ballot in a couple of states and could actually win the state of Utah. You may want to look into that if your state allows write-ins. This sends the signal to the party of what kind of Republican you really want. Ruthie notes that in her home state of Oklahoma, this invalidates your ballot, so best not to try it there. Number two, vote for Libertarian candidate Gary Johnson, if you prefer more conservatism in fiscal matters, but not so much on social issues. This I'm not in such agreement with. Conservatism is a good idea because we can learn from tradition and history on all sorts of issues, fiscal and social. I don't want to throw caution to the wind on gay marriage any more than I want for ever-increasing government programs. If history is worth consulting for guidance, it shouldn't be ignored for certain types of policies. Ruthie's friend says, quote, "Gay marriage is the law of the land. Stop fighting lost battles." Close quote. I'd reply that slavery was the law of the land, but Christians, including Abraham Lincoln, were instrumental in ending it. And the country was far more conservative then than it is now. So while history is a guide to conservatives, it is by no means a dictator. I'd suggest that asking people to stop fighting lost battles is a rather unconservative thing to say. Number three, don't vote. I would add that not voting as a matter of principle is different than not voting because of apathy or because it's drizzling outside. Though, how does anyone just looking at the numbers tell the difference? And as a last resort, number four, vote for Clinton. I agree that this would send the strongest message that Republicans should never offer up someone like Trump again. Ruthie's friend put it this way, quote, "I don't think Clinton would be a good president, but if we're going to have a stinker in the White House, let's let it be a liberal." Close quote. I'm not sure if I can bring myself to do that. As I've said, I think the issue of the Supreme Court is paramount in this election, and the next president is going to have an effect that will last far, far longer than his or her term of office. Ruthie will have more to say about that on the High Court later, so I'll wait until then to say more. Basically, Ruthie put it this way.
While I agree with most of what he said, I can't advocate for all of his options, but what I really, really want to put out there, from a well-reasoned and logical point of view, is that there are other options. Don't listen to those who tell you that you are wasting your vote if you don't vote for one or the other, because that is simply not true. The only way real change is made is if we stop letting the GOP shove an ever-left migrating party line down our throats and take a stand for conservatism. And if everyone did this instead of being scared into voting for someone they really don't like, perhaps we could make a change to our political system. It might be a long shot, but it is still possible.
Ruthie goes on to deal with, as I said, the issue of Supreme Court appointments, specifically. She can't believe there are those that would, quote-unquote, blindly believe everything Trump has said, even when, quote, he has shown himself to be an untrustworthy person in his business dealings and in his personal life, so why would he suddenly be worthy of trust if he becomes president, close quote. She uses, as an example, a piece of history from her Mormon faith. In 1838, Governor Boggs of Missouri issued an order allowing Mormons to be shot on sight and kicking them out of the state. The thought is, what would you think of a Mormon who said, sure, Boggs is pretty bad on religious freedom, but I'm voting for him because he'll appoint conservative judges? Further, what makes me think that Trump would indeed nominate conservatives? Well, to be perfectly honest, I don't know. I believe he would have to in order to get his nominees past the, hopefully still, Republican Senate, but I agree there is no guarantee of that. What guarantee I do have is that Hillary Clinton would nominate judges antagonistic toward religious freedom and toward the lives of the unborn. And Gary Johnson is pretty much as liberal as Clinton is on social issues, so his election would be no better in this area. And while I understand the use of hyperbole to make a point, I do it myself, I don't think a President Trump would be anything like a Governor Boggs. Again, I can't say for sure about him, but I can say very confidently that Clinton would be significantly worse. A Boggs that is bad on religious freedom and conservative judges. I hate it that this is the choice we're being given. But given that choice, I'm trying to slow the erosion in order to give people of faith and the unborn a fighting chance. Finally, she concludes with the idea that while she's been calling herself a conservative rather than a Republican for a long time now, this election has caused her to stop towing the party line of a political party that has strayed so far away from the ideals it used to have. She believes that the Trump candidacy is destroying the GOP, and so she can't support Trump. Ruthie, I feel your pain. And I can't in good conscience say that you or anyone like you with those thoughts are wrong. I respect your decision. I agree with your aims, but I would only say that my vote is not to save a party, but to save a society. If this society continues going down the path of the culture of death and of disparaging some of our basic God-given and constitutional rights, then political parties won't matter one little bit. Thanks so much, Ruthie, for taking the time to put your thoughts together on this. As I said, the full text will be in the show notes at considerthis.ctpodcasting.com, as well as the transcript. If you want to get your voice heard, whether it's a few sentences or a three-page PDF, send it to considerthis@ctpodcasting.com or call 267-CALL-CT0, 267-225-5280. I want to highlight your thoughts and ideas here. Thanks, Ruthie, for letting us consider this.